Well, you decided to come to this mandatory camp. What was your decision based on?
How I felt, man. Looking forward, you know. I told them I love football, and something mandatory. I signed up to a 6-year deal, and I'm gonna meet all my obligations, and that's being here, mandatory stuff. So that's why I was here. I mean, so it wasn't a big deal whether I was going to show up or not. All this while I knew where I kind of wanted to be, but at the same time, I still had some uncertainty of what was going on and do I really want to come out here. But at the end of the day, you know, I felt it was best for me to come out here, and it was best for this organization and, you know that I'm out here. So at the end of the day, I'm still a Patriot, you know, and I want to be a Patriot. So I'm just looking forward for him, looking for a great camp. I'm looking forward to, you know, a great season. So hopefully we can move forward from here. Everybody can, you know, I'm here in camp having fun. And it's nothing like being around a group of guys that love you. And my teammates show me a lot of love, a lot of respect. They know what I bring to this game. So I'm just happy to be back here with my teammates.
Mr. Kraft said that it was a good sign that you showed up today. How does that make you feel?
I mean, like I say, I'm a ball player. And my thing is I signed up for a 6-year deal, and that's what I'm going to play. Whatever goes on after that, it goes on. But right for now, I'm looking forward to being the New England Patriot. This upcoming season, I can't wait. I'm very excited to be back on the field. I missed the OTAs. I missed, but at the same time, it wasn't the right time for me to be here. But now everything is starting to crank up, mandatory stuff, and now my team really needs me. So I'll be here. You could depend on me being here, and I will be. And like I say, it's nothing like coming to, you know, a group of guys like this who you know, just show you so much respect, and I love going to war with. And this is what these guys give me out here every day.
The fact that you're here would trigger any progress and discussion?
I don't know. I mean, like I said, I hope so, but you know what? Who knows what the future holds? I told you, I keep saying I love this organization. I love my teammates, my coaches. I don't think it's any better place out there. I'd rather be here. So that's not the issue here. So hopefully we can move forward. If not, we'll keep handling it. But at the same time, I'll be practicing. I'll be with my teammates. And you know what? I'll be doing everything in my willpower I can do to stay around here. So I'm just happy to be out here for once.
You sound pretty optimistic about the whole thing.
I don't know. I mean, Bill is Bill. I mean, came in, did a speech. He didn't pull me to the side for anything special. I mean, we talk football. And, you know, that's what it is. I mean, it's a business. And at the same time, you know, the business we in, it is a business part to it. And that's the part I hate. And the business part. I love the football. I love my fans. I love the people that are, you know, surrounded by me. But business is business. So however that need to be handled, it'll be handled. But right now, I'm just happy to be on the field with my teammates.
For you to be out here right now, Vince, is this an indication that football means more to you than the business aspect?
Yeah, of course. It's always been. But at the same time, it comes with the, you know, it comes with football. But like I say, 6-year deal I signed up for, I'm planning out. Unless something happened, I look forward to being a New England Patriot, you know, this upcoming season and for the rest of for the future. So so I let, you know, my agent and all those guys handle that business part of it. But I will be, you know, scrapping my cleats up out here practicing with my teammates. And, you know, I'm just so excited to be back on the practice field, even though it's practice. Too many people don't get excited about practice, but I am because I've been out for 2 weeks and I missed it. And you could tell I was running around having fun with my guys today. And feel good. So I'm just looking forward to progress. And if it don't, you know, it is what it is. I mean, it'll take care of itself. And I can only control what I can control, and that's playing football.
Vince, would you be surprised? Would you be surprised if something didn't work out?
I mean, it's the business part. I mean, it's always, you know, a possibility something might work out, might not. So it's 50-50. Who knows? But, you know, until that time come, I can only sit and wait. And, you know, hopefully it'll work out for the best. I love it here. Like I say, my teammates mean everything to me, and I don't think there's a group of guys anywhere else in the NFL that's like this team I'm on and my coaches. So if it's up to me, I'll be here. I'll tell you that. If it's up to me, I'll be here. But, you know, it's a business, and we'll see.
So Vince, if your agent tells you that it would help your negotiations to sit out a training camp, might you?
It's still my decision. I mean, it's still my decision. And, you know, I talk to my wife and see what it may be, but it's hard to tell a guy who loves the game the way I love it to sit out. I mean, even the OTAs that wasn't mandatory, it was tough for me. would suffer because I love football. But at the same time, I knew the situation I'm in. It wasn't mandatory. So I had a little thing I could have said out of those. But now everything's starting to pick up. A lot of game plan and stuff starting to go in that I need, to be here for. And I'm going to be here for it. So that's what it is. I'm just looking forward to the season right now.
Do you feel like you made a point by missing OTAs, or were you trying to make a point?
I wasn't trying to make a point. I was just, they knew. I didn't leave them in the blind. I told them, wasn't coming. And they understand the business aspect to it. So we're moving forward from here. My first day back, I'm happy. This is my life. Football is my life, this is what I love. My family know I love it, but at the same time, I have to do what's smart for my family and I. So, but right now, the smart thing is to be here and get back in, playing football, what I do best, and let's see what happens from here.
Did your agent advise you not to come?
First day of training camp as well, I would imagine.
I'm looking forward to it. Yes, yes, I am.
You seem pretty optimistic that something's going to get done.
I hope it do. I really hope it do, and I'm very positive about this whole thing. Like I say, this organization being good to my family and I, and vice versa, I've been good to this organization and this team. I'm a great teammate. It's not too many things that I do out there that piss guys off. So as long as I keep it that way, it'll take care of itself.
This is the possibility of being signed a 6-year deal, and you plan to play it out. Does that mean you're no longer looking for an extension or a contract?
No, I mean, I let my agent handle that part. My job is to play football, and that's what I'm here to do now. With the mandatory things that's coming up and stuff, I'm going to be here. So right now, that's how it's set up. I'm going to be here because that's part of my 6-year deal. So with all that being said, that can answer a lot of questions out there. OTAs wasn't mandatory. So sure. The position I was in, I think it was best for me not to even attend them.
Was that a matter of protecting yourself health-wise then? Or
it's a lot of things, but that was one of them. But at the same time, it's voluntary. I say, guys don't go to work on their off days. When you chilling home, let me go to work, even though it's my time off. So I took a break, stepped back, and got a little focused, and understood what was going on around me, and I understand everything that's going on. I'm fully aware of everything that's going on. Being at mandatory things, it's part of my 6-year contract, and I will be here.
Football players generally only get one big deal, and this would be it for you. Do you want to try to set yourself up to either get it here or maybe go into free agency in 10?
My goal is to be here. Okay. That's the bottom line. My goal is to be a New England Patriot. I think I said in 04 when I drafted here, I want to be drafted as a Patriot, in my career as a Patriot. And I don't care if I play 10, 12, 15, 18 years. I want to be here playing those. And it hasn't changed. So I want to be here. I want to be here. That's all my heart. My family want to be here. We met so many great people up here, out of football, on the field. My teammates, my coaches, we all had good relationships. So I'm just happy, and I'm looking forward to the upcoming season. And like I say, I can only play football, control what I can control. That's playing football, and that's what I'm trying to do now.
What did the possibility of getting fined influence your decision at all?
I was aware of that. For a while, but I wouldn't say that played a big part in my decision coming here. I told you it's that's in my contract to be here, and I live up to my word. It's mandatory. I will be here. I don't care what it is. You see me at the golf tournament, so that could have gave you guys a hint there that I'm gonna be at this mandatory stuff because it's part of my 6-year deal. So, and I'm gonna fulfill it to the best I can. So, and that's playing football. And I'm here playing football, doing what I love, and hopefully we'll move forward from this. But at the same time, I'm just, happy to be out here and concentrating on the future right now.
Are you concerned at all that it might hurt your bargaining position to be
not
here?
Not at all. I care less about that. At the end of the day, they know who I am as a person and a player, so that don't mean anything to me. So that's out of my mind. I don't care about what bargaining. That don't matter to me.
Why is it important to you to kind of get your future settled during this final year? I mean, some players go into the last year and, they worry about it later. Why is it important to you that you perhaps get settled this year?
I mean, 6 years in, 6 years in, want to get locked up because I don't want to go on the free market, because it's a possibility if I reach that part, I won't be here. And I don't want that to happen, you know what I mean? So that's why I'm doing everything in my willpower I can do to try to stick around and try to get something done before the end of this season. So I'm pretty sure the Patriots are going to do the same thing. Like I say, it's no bad blood between us. The organization know me as a person and a player, and I know the crowd's the same way, and they know what type of person I am. So, but I can only do what I can do, and that's play football.
For anyone who's a free agent next year, not just you, but, I mean, have you talked about the labor uncertainty, too, and the chance that, you know, I mean, you worry a little bit that maybe that money isn't there and you're going to be a year older because something could happen with a lockout or strike?
I'm aware of, you know, everything, possibility out there. So, you know, that's one thing my wife and my agent, they do keep me up on what's going on around the league. So I'm aware of everything that's going on and what could possibly happen.